Oh, sure, and it's extremely dangerous. And it should be understood to be that dangerous. The Russians are not kidding. As we sort of push closer and closer to their borders with more and more weapons, they're not taking this lightly. And I know the United States gets very worked up when a Russian plane flies close to an American ship that's close to part of their territory, and we see it only from the American side. But one should look at this from both sides and understand that the Russians have real concerns here as well, and therefore we should also especially be careful about the facts. We're not dealing here with something that's funny or a joke. I know Putin was photographed without a shirt on, so all we see him was, I know, haha, it's very funny. But we're talking here about pushing two nuclear powers into a possible confrontation and conflict, and we're acting like it's a joke. And the minimum thing we should do as journalists is say, okay, what are the facts? If some people at the in Obama's intelligence community who had been hiding a lot of information, by the way, that they should have been releasing, suddenly comes popping out and at the end of last year with all these claims, and all we asked for were, show us some facts. And what they released, the two reports they released, were jokes. They didn't have any facts. It was essentially just trust us.
Mm-hmm.
And there was no reason why they couldn't provide at least some of the evidence. They didn't provide any of the evidence.